This is the Unfiltered Union.
I'm Linz.
And I'm Russ.
Here is this week's episode. It's been a while.
Yeah, a little break.
Yeah, more because of mental sanity purposes than anything else.
And sick kid.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. Oh, yeah. We're trying to keep our sanity.
And a lot of shit going on with the world.
With everything. I mean, it's just nonstop at this point.
Donald Trump won
the election. Spoiler alert, in case you didn't already know.
I've recorded that shit on my DVR. I'm very upset you spoiled that for me.
Well, I'm just saying. Well, in case, you know, honestly, I want to take a freaking hiatus right now from social media, you know, all things social media. I don't want to listen to anybody bitch and complain anymore. I'm so over it. On both sides, you know, you have the one side complaining that the one side's complaining, the other side's complaining because this side won, and it's like, just shut up. Grow up.
We'll all live.
Exactly. The sun will come up tomorrow.
Please don't. Oh, my God.
Love you.
No. I'm not, no.
What?
You said love you.
Yeah.
Love you more.
Oh, babe. So sweet. You're cute. So Donald Trump won. But, you know, I was looking.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Victory. His victory speech was really good.
Yes, it was.
I actually thought it was pretty good.
I was surprised.
He was trying to rein in, you know, his non-supporters. He was trying to rein in. He was trying to bridge the gap.
Yeah.
I guess you could say across the aisle. Don't you burp over there. So I thought it was really good. I thought hers was all right too, though, honestly. Like, they both were kind of classy.
Yeah, no, it was very classy. And it honestly, I bought, whether or not it was real on either side, I bought the emotion. I feel like they were both very emotional.
It looked like Hillary Clinton was crying.
Yeah, I mean, it looked really emotional on both sides. Yeah. I mean, this whole campaign has just been a whirlwind. It has literally beat... What?
No, I was just... I stayed up all night last night watching the TV, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was on both Reddits.
Uh-huh.
The Donald Trump Reddit.
Mm-hmm. I know you were shaking the bed last night with how much you were laughing.
And the Hillary Reddit. I was just, it was purely for...
entertainment purposes.
It was for entertainment purposes because there's no fucking good information on Reddit. If anybody goes there like, oh, I'm going to research something, don't fucking go to Reddit. But I'm on there and... One dude, like, they were like, Trump train, motherfucker, you know, shit like that. And I'm laughing my ass off.
I know.
But one dude was like, I think I'm going to jack off to Hillary's concession speech. I fucking lost my shit. Oh, my God. I just couldn't do it. I laughed so fucking hard.
I know. You shook the bed, like, all night reading that shit. And we did. Our darling daughter is once again has, you know, another virus. So on top of being worried about her and sleeping with her last night, we also stayed up until the wee hours of the morning, you know, to see who won the presidential election.
Yep. Went to bed at 2, got up at about 4.
Mm-hmm. Closer to 4:30. That's
not
when
really.
Our daughter started getting restless again.
I was amped up trying not, or, you know, because it didn't close at 2.
No.
When I went to sleep. So I just laid back and just shut my eyes. I didn't sleep. There's no way you can sleep during that. It was so daggone crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of funny seeing the meltdown everywhere because no one predicted this shit.
No.
I wish I went to Vegas and put 10 G's down because I would have fucking made a killing.
Mm-hmm. No, I really don't think anybody saw this coming. I mean,
no, you know, it's Trump's, Brexit 2.0. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Some Trump supporters will swear up and down that they knew it was coming. But I mean, honestly, you couldn't have called this. There's no way you could have called this, especially to the extent that it happened. I mean, he got like, what, 270 votes?
He's at 290 right now.
290. 290 of the Electoral College.
I called this.
That's nuts.
I promise you. I didn't call it on this podcast, but I called it to associates. No, because we, you know, we did our little betting thing. We bet lunch and stuff, and we were doing the Electoral College and stuff, and we did our own maps. And I said, I'm not doing a map, but I will say, I will give you a guesstimate of what the turnout will look like. I said, take Obama's and take Obama-Romney electoral map final count and change the numbers, or change, put the names, put Trump on the Obama side and Clinton on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I might be very fucking close, because Michigan still hasn't been called yet.
Right.
And if he wins that, that's 306.
Right.
That's pretty fucking close. That's even better than what Obama did in 2012. So.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I feel like maybe I was looking at something that wasn't updated all the way, because again, we're going off of like 3 or 4 hours, probably 3 hours of sleep right now. But anyways, and I saw that Hillary won the popular vote, but not the Electoral College.
It's California, New York right there.
Yeah, but I mean, they're still coming in at this point. They're still tallying votes. So
yeah, but I mean, she probably did win the popular.
Yeah.
Which is what, you know, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't count for shit.
Yeah, which I don't know. I don't know how I felt about that system.
It makes sense, because if that was the case, California and New York would swing elections every year.
True. Yeah, very true.
And we would know who was going to win. Whoever's blue is going to win. Whoever's right. A Democrat is going to win. So, I mean, the electoral system works.
Yeah, I mean, to an extent. I don't know. Because it's based on, like, population and all that fun stuff,
yes,
right?
The numbers of electorals. So they still have a bigger, you know, piece of the pie. But just because you win those two states doesn't mean you win. That's how it should be.
Well, I don't know.
They're weighed much heavier than other plates, you know.
Yeah. No, I know. I mean, I know what you're saying, and I get the system, but I don't know how I feel about electoral votes being the determination, because obviously the popularity vote is, you know, the way the people feel. So I don't know. I'm kind of like, I don't know how I feel about the electoral versus popularity vote.
I get it, but if you take a popular vote, like I said,
you're
putting all your eggs in
two baskets.
And then that's not really fair to people from other states.
Right.
You know, you got to give everybody, not necessarily a fair footing, but more of a piece of the pie, I guess. You can't just say, hey, California, hey, New York, just go vote for these two.
Yeah.
And just say, fuck everybody else.
See, I don't know, because if those people in those places were to vote for the candidate, it's, you know, one vote, one person. So, I don't know. I don't know.
They have a mass population, though. That fucking California's 55 electoral college thingies.
Votes. No, I know what you're saying, but I feel like if, you know, half the population in California went Republican, half went, you know, Democrat, which is unheard of. I'm just saying.
That'll never, ever happen.
But it's still one vote, one person. It's like the state lines don't exist. So I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it.
I'm kind of confused at what you're trying to say.
Well, you're, I think, still basing it off the fact that it's, you know, a state. You know, I'm not saying that they wouldn't win states anymore. They would win votes. It would be one vote, one person. So
yeah, but if you, so you're saying to get rid of state lines and just vote?
Yeah, it'd be, you know, it doesn't matter where you're from.
They would still fucking win because of two places.
I don't know.
This way is, it's to where each state, because each state is, I mean, look at the map. It's majorly different.
Yeah.
In demographics, you know, political affiliations and all that stuff. So you got to give everybody a shot.
Yeah, I don't know.
To speak their mind, I don't know, whatever. Because, I mean, you would literally be basing your shit on two states.
Right. I don't know. There's got to be something different, but I don't know what that would be.
The system's been in place forever.
Well, exactly.
So it's fine.
Well, I mean, think about it. You just said this is Brexit 2.0, okay. Trump
the people
is,
have spoken.
Trump is, you know, not the establishment, so let's change the establishment while we're at it.
No.
Yeah.
No. The establishment is the people. Drain the swamp.
Well, I understand that, but no, I mean, I understand that. It's, you're trying to, I don't know.
The systems that are in place are fine.
I don't think so.
It's the people that are in these positions
That are corrupt.
That are corrupt. That's what anti-establishment means. You know, you've got people. That's one system that is supposedly going to be changing is term limits. Yes. That is a positive change to me.
Yes.
Because that ends up creating less corruption to me because, in my opinion, because
somebody's not a career politician.
How the fuck can you build these corrupt relationships with these massive corporations if you're only in there for two terms and then you're fucking done?
Well, it could still happen, but...
Yeah, but it's a lot harder to build up these...
There also needs to be salary caps.
This type of... I think there is.
Well, it needs to be a lot lower than what it is because...
But you're a public servant. These motherfuckers exactly. are millionaires, dude.
I know.
It's crazy.
That's what I'm saying. And then you have people who go off to war and they make not even a fraction of what these political servants make.
When I was in the military, I made like $28,000 a year.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You made not even a fraction of what these people make.
I remember getting my paychecks and I said, what the fuck am I supposed to do with this shit? God. I mean, luckily they board you up and shit, but... Yeah. They provide your food. Actually, they provided my food when I was doing something, you know.
Underway.
Yeah. Yeah, so, it's wild. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I mean, you don't get paid a whole lot in the military. It's just a fact of life. But they do provide a lot for you. Like, I think, I don't even know about that, but you could build a family up pretty easy in the military because...
Well, yeah, people do.
And you get your house.
Yep.
They do treat you right. I mean, you don't get paid a lot, but you do get a lot of good bonuses for your family. Like, you can raise your family on base and stuff like that, or very close to base, so you're close to work. And you're, like, say the guy's working, he's the military guy, the mom stays home with the kids, and you're staying home with the kids, and a lot of the other people... in this area are all military moms too, or and dads. So you're all fucking part of the gang and shit. You know, it's not like you're in a new place on your own. Everybody knows what you're going through. Your husband's on a big boat fucking floating out in the ocean somewhere and you're by yourself raising your kids, but everybody's working together. You know what I mean? It's kind of cool. Big community and shit. But yeah, I mean, this is kind of a serious podcast.
Well, let's move on to something less serious. Which one do you want to do first? Our typical TV rundowns.
I'm looking at this top thing.
No, we're going to get to that.
And
we're
I'm horrified. It says...
All right,
no,
fine.
I'm going to say it. It says, moms eat babies.
Yes.
What in the fuck? I got to go. I'm about to report this shit.
Fine, you want to go with those topics? These are my lesser topics, my funnier topics.
Well, I just wanted to... I looked over at your sheet and I saw that and I'm kind of about to leave.
No, I seriously died laughing at this. They say that there's an actual hormone in women that after they give birth to their babies, that they...
Okay, sorry. Go.
I hope that felt good. It sounded like it was awesome. Like it came from deep within.
I coughed up a trumpet.
What?
I don't know.
Okay.
Skin flute.
You're so... So...
What?
Let me move on to my topic here.
Okay. Moms eat babies.
There's a chemical in women that once we give birth to our babies, that it is actually, it's an instinct almost for moms to want to eat their babies. So
I just snotted. I don't know.
Well, just listen. So like when a baby first comes out, you know how if babies weren't cute, I'm sorry, they would never survive because the aspect of having to, you know, wake up every few hours to feed the baby, change the baby, you know, that whole thing. It's very exhausting. So if babies weren't so cute, I'm sorry, the human race would have died off a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
So this chemical makes women want to gobble up the babies and just eat the baby. It's totally normal. It's totally natural to have these feelings. People have Googled and researched this shit to determine that it's perfectly normal to want to eat your baby.
What is this chemical called? A1?
No. It's called ketchup. Like ketchup.
Oh. Oh my God. That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
Seriously, people waste time on this research.
I've never ever thought, I mean, I know you just said it's a mom thing, but I have never thought about eating our daughter.
I mean, she is pretty delectable looking. She's got rolls. Well, I know. Not so much anymore, oh, yeah. But.
She got little donuts all over the place and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, she used to be a little Michelin baby. Uh-huh. But yeah, it's a chemical in moms. So when moms actually say, oh my God, I want to gobble you up. Oh my God, I want to eat your cheeks. You know, that whole thing. It's actually like a real thing in moms that they would want to do it.
Yeah, it's A1.
No, it's red hot. Frank's red hot.
Put that shit on everything.
There you go. You're welcome for the plug.
Oh my God.
But in what also kind of goes with that is my next topic is, so we're talking about, you know, past couple days, we have gotten maybe a total of 10 hours of sleep.
Terrible.
I would say for the past 3 nights, we've got maybe a total of 10 hours of sleep because our daughter is sick. But, you know, price of being a parent, what you going to do?
Yep.
So the first year of life, I actually found another study for the first year of life for a newborn baby for the parents. We actually miss, get this, are you ready? 44 days of sleep in the first year of the infant's life. Me. 44 days of sleep, which is about 2.9 hours of sleep per night, is what we miss.
So, okay, so that's the first year.
Within the first year, yes.
I think we probably fucking doubled that shit.
I want to say so.
Because of the, you know... She gets sick kind of a lot.
Well, she's a self-soother. She sucks her fingers, and then she touches everything, and then they go back in her mouth.
Yep.
So she picks up everything. Mm-hmm. She's going to be one of those kids that she's going to go into elementary school, and she's not going to ever get sick.
Good.
Yes, immune system like a freaking iron curtain.
Why are you talking like that? What in the
fuck? I'm being very exact right now. So, no, 44 days of missleep.
You know, and it's funny because... I remember right before we had her, people at my work were like, man, you better fucking take off a few days before you go and just sleep all day. I said, man, go fuck yourself. I stay up all night. I'm good. And then she came out. I said, oh, my God. I should have listened to these motherfuckers.
We never slept again. We never.
I should have listened. God damn it.
Seriously, after birthing our daughter, I think I was awake for 46 hours straight.
Yeah.
It was something stupid.
Yeah, I had to, we had like a rough birth. I had to go check myself in the ER because I got Valium because I was all fucked up.
You literally said to the doctor, my wife just had a baby. And he said, okay, gotcha.
He did. He was like, so what are you over here for? I said, man, I can't calm the fuck down because it was bad though. Like there was quite a few, not really complications, but enough stuff to really fuck with my head.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. So I just I said, all right, I got to go. And I walked right the fuck downstairs. I said, let me get that shit. And he said, here you go. You want? And here's a. And the dude gave me a prescription for like a 30-day supply. I said, God damn, son, I don't need all that shit.
He's like, homeboy, you just had a baby. You're going to be needing them.
I said, just give me one. So I've got enough to where when we leave, I'm fine, you know, until we leave. And he gave me, I said, geez, man, fuck. Trying to get me addicted to this shit?
No, I think he's actually preparing you for the first 44 or first year of your child's life where you're going to miss 44 days of sleep.
So I should have got that fucking prescription filled.
Is what you should have done.
I never did because I was like, I'm not fucking with that stuff because it did. What was it? Valium?
I think it was Valium.
It made me feel funny.
You fell asleep.
I know, but
you
it didn't.
Like out.
It made me feel weird, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, that's
I'm
the thing.
I'm the one who had the baby, and you're the one freaking out and had to get medicine.
Yeah, but
I
you know why.
I know why.
You hit your fucking leg didn't come back for 2 days, so I had to go take her to all her weird appointments
within the nursery, yeah. I had gestational diabetes, which is, you know, based on hormones of the mother. So when the baby comes out, typically the sugar drops and they can go into...
Oh, that sugar drop.
Yeah, they go into shock and diabetic shock. It's a possibility, so we have to keep the sugar up. So we were literally waking her up and us every 2 hours to finger feed her because she wouldn't latch to do breastfeeding.
And that wasn't working either because her sugar continued to drop. Yep. Continued to drop.
And they had to keep taking her blood. And I couldn't move because I had an epidural because even more complications with birth. Long freaking story. So Russ was the one taking her to all these toe prickings. And it was just
draining nonsense. Her heels and she's screaming. And then like, you know,
she came out and she was stunned birth. And
then we fucking like two or three appointments in, she's like, oh my God, her sugar's so low, we're going to have to put IVs in her. And I'm like, oh my God, come the fuck on. Instead of just saying, yeah, you might, we should definitely start feeding her formula right now because her sugar's getting kind of low. It's starting to, we might want to consider, you know.
Yep.
Instead of saying that, she's like, we're going to have to give her IVs and stuff. I said, what the fuck, man? I'm a new dad. I'm all fucked up already. I don't need your help. Goodness gracious.
So needless to say, it was a little rough. But
it was terrible.
Almost 2 years later.
Oh, she's fine now.
Other than the viruses.
Yeah, well, like you said, viruses. I think this is like almost like putting money in the bank. She's like, come on, motherfuckers. I'm going to get it over with now so I don't have to deal with it again.
Yep. But, I definitely agree that we probably doubled those 44 days.
Oh, yeah.
But for the final topic, I feel like we don't talk enough about mine and your relationship.
Oh.
Isn't that the guy's favorite thing? Honey, let's talk. Can we talk?
Y'all have fun talking about this shit. I'm gone.
Well, you know, I kind of wanted to give a little bit of background on us. You know, on top of the fact that we have a daughter who's almost 2 years old. And
we have a daughter.
We really tired people. we also are high school sweethearts. We met when I was 14. Russ was 15.
Oh, that's you?
Oh, yeah. It's been that long. It's been almost, 12 years now that we've been together and 4 years married? 3 years? 4 years married?
17.
Almost four years married. But I was curious. I was like, you know, I wonder how many people are actually high school sweethearts with, you know, their significant other. So I looked up some statistics. And
I know one other person.
You know one?
No, two.
No, you know more than one.
Nah.
Yeah.
Three.
A and J.
Okay.
And
they weren't. Yeah, I guess they can kind of consider that.
Absolutely. A and J. And J and T.
Okay. And then I know one more.
Who?
Not really. It's not like a friend. It's my friend's parents.
Oh.
They were, but they're still together. That's pretty cool.
Oh, that is very cool.
And they're like fucking old as shit. They were riding, they were fucking on dinosaurs and shit. Just riding them in.
Isn't that what you said to your dad one time?
Oh, they were tearing up them triceratops together. It was weird.
Said to your dad one time, did you brush with a wooden toothbrush?
I might have said that, or I asked if he had wooden teeth or something. Fucking George Washington in the house.
I can't wait to hear what our daughter asks us.
Oh my God. She's got an attitude already. No, I can only imagine. She's going to make us feel like shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen.
Old. Mm-hmm.
She already does it. Can I have a hug?
No. She loves my head. But what I was saying was high school sweethearts, and I wondered about a statistic. A recent online survey of people who got married in between 2006 and 2007 found that a mere 14% of couples had met in school, including college. This figure was exactly equal to the percentage of married couples that met online. I thought it was interesting.
Okay, so there's 14% of people that met online, too?
Yes.
That sounds kind of high to me.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel like, I don't know. I don't know.
You ever seen like the Match.com commercials?
Yeah, but golly, come on, man. Like, I just feel like that shit has to end in disaster like 95% of the time.
Why?
Oh, look at that picture. That's just a headshot. Underneath that motherfucker, that shit looks terrible.
I don't think so. What?
I don't know.
No, I don't think so. Like, I don't know. I feel like...
I mean, I can see people lying about a lot of shit.
Well, yeah, you're going to have to weed through the liars. But
how do you know that? That's what I'm saying. You're lying. I don't know that until I go out on this date and I'm like, What the fuck, you lying ass motherfucker? I drove I drove 200 miles to meet your ass, and you're fucking gross.
Mm-hmm. Well, at the same time, you can always just, you know, hit up Craigslist.
Back pages.
Uh-huh.
That dude just got arrested. I think the CEO is in court for that shit, like prostitution and shit.
Really? Wait, what?
Back pages.
I have never heard of that before.
That, it's like Craigslist.
Why do you know about it?
Because...
Ooh.
Ooh. It's everywhere. Oh, God, you're so loud. It's everywhere in the news right now because a dude's going to jail. Well, he's in, I think he's in court. He got charged with like some kind of prostitution charge, which I'm like, that's so fucking dumb because he's not telling people what to put on his website.
Yeah.
Okay, he may not actively be removing those ads, but okay.
I mean, yeah, you can't...
Don't abuse the service.
Exactly. I don't know. I feel like in the terms of service on that one, he should have a disclaimer in there. I'm not responsible for what you post.
Well, I'm sure he does, but it's not saving him, so...
That's silly. But no, I just thought it was interesting that 14% of couples have met in school, including college, but, yeah, and we know, I know at least two. You said you know three. So I mean,
yeah, but I know two of the ones that you know are the same that I know. So
yeah, but I thought that was interesting because
what I think is more interesting is the 14 and 14. I can't believe that that's equal.
Really?
Yep.
I don't know. I
like old fashioned go out and just fucking meet people. That I just don't understand.
Oh, do you now?
What? Yeah, I'm still trying to get something.
Is that what you're trying to do?
Yeah, you know. I'm not married or nothing.
Yep, let it be known on this podcast.
No, but you know what I'm saying.
I'm kidding.
God damn. You know, like, I just don't understand why. Just go out and have fun. Mm-hmm. God damn. I mean,
I guess for some people, like, well, I'm comparing this to a movie, 27 Dresses.
Just real.
Well, I'm just saying, because it kind of makes a good point that it's like a time saver. You know what the person's interests are, so you know you're compatible.
But
well,
do you?
To the extent of what they put online.
That's exactly, that to me, I would rather.
But that to me is taking out all the fun stuff. Like, you're not learning about the person.
Well, that's
you
what
just
I'm saying.
See their profile.
That's what I'm saying. I'd rather be talking to somebody saying, oh, what's, you know, what do you like to do? Instead of like, oh, I've been fucking text you. That's stupid. It's so dumb.
That whole little thing you just did.
I mean, you know, I'm texting. Can everybody see this? It's a massive fucking phone. I don't know where I got this phone from. It's that Westworld phone. I flip shit.
Oh, my God. That thing is so freaking awesome. We'll get there in a second.
What?
But no, I think that even 14% for high school sweethearts is high. I mean, that to
I
me
think,
sounds.
I don't know. I think that what surprises me, like I said, is the fact that there is the same amount of high school sweethearts as there is online dating people.
Nah.
So this is married couples or just...
Yes, people who got married between 2006 and 2007.
Well, then I can see that because...
I don't know because, like, I don't know. I figured, like, people grow a lot, you know, and some people in high school, you know, they change when they get out of high school. So I don't know. I just felt like that number was going to be, like, itty-bitty tiny. But I honestly thought the online number was going to be way higher because seems like the new, well, maybe not for 2006, 2007, but maybe nowadays I feel like that number is way higher.
I don't know. I think that people are almost shooting themselves in the foot by doing that online stuff. Just get out and enjoy the fucking world. I'm serious.
No, I know. I think a lot of people are afraid to be single in the world right now.
Why?
I don't know.
That's how it goes. It don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You'll fucking have fun. Yeah, exactly. Yep. It'll come when it comes.
Yep, exactly.
Don't try to just jump the gun on shit.
Do you want to talk about Westworld and Walking Dead or just one or the other?
Probably just Westworld because we're cutting it close.
Okay. Honestly, I'm about done with Walking Dead anyways.
I like that episode. Easy Street.
No, I was not a fan.
I do have... Okay, so I just want to do... Spoiler alert. I just want to talk about Walking Dead for like 5 seconds.
Okay, go.
I got a new theory. I made this up myself.
Did you?
So it's going to be very scientific.
You didn't get off of Reddit?
No, I didn't. I really didn't. Because the only reason why I thought about this was because people were saying that this Daryl scene is replacing Carl's scene at the sanctuary, which is where that's Negan's compound. Okay, so Carl in the comics he jumps in the back of one of their trucks, steals a gun. When they get to the sanctuary, he lights everybody up. And then actually Negan takes a liking to Carl. It's kind of funny. But people are saying that Daryl's replacing it. I don't think so. I'm almost wondering if they're going to kill Dwight and make Daryl the new Dwight.
Of the sanctuary.
Yes. Because, like I said, spoiler alert, Negan gets pretty much overthrown by Rick, all that stuff. Obviously. And then Dwight takes over the Saviors.
Mm.
What if Daryl takes over the Saviors?
Interesting.
That'd be kind of cool. Because then he would still be in there.
I feel like they won't kill off Dwight.
I know. He's a major. I mean, I don't necessarily think he's a major character, but he's a leader of one of the biggest settlements. So,
no, I don't think they're going to kill off Dwight, but Daryl might become the lead and Dwight might be a second kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think Dwight is going to come around and say, fuck Negan because he's fucking my woman. So,
well, I guess he's just tearing that thing up.
Negan, yeah, because I mean,
taking pregnancy tests.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I think he's doing it on purpose. Dude, he wants to get her pregnant quick.
That shit is so fucked up, though. Like, when he walks by and they kneel and shit, I'm like, oh my goodness, this is weird.
That's too much for me. But no, I'm about done with it, honestly. It's, no, I'm done. There's no forward progression.
I'm tired of the fucking commercials.
AMC is known for their fucking commercials at their
spot. I'm going to do a stopwatch.
Mm-hmm.
Every time that fucker goes to commercials, I'm going to stop it. And then I'm going to start it when it comes back on. And I want to see exactly how much TV is in an hour.
Exactly. Yep.
Because it's bad. It might be
20 minutes.
Or 30 minutes, maybe. But half and half. Dude, that is crap. Just make it a half-hour TV show.
Exactly. Yep. Yep, I agree.
And there's a lot of filler in there that they could literally make a half-hour TV show.
Oh, definitely.
Like, they went out and looked at the fucking yard where all those zombies were like 35 times.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look, they're dragging the fucking zombie. It's like, come on, man. I saw this already. Okay, you got scrubs out there fucking putting zombies on the wall.
Yep.
I saw it 5 times now.
Yep.
It's good. Okay, yeah.
But I also think that the letters on the scrubs shirts are what settlements are from.
Daryl means asshole.
No.
Yeah.
No, I think it means Alexandria.
Mm-mm.
And then the other ones, I think one of them had a K. Kingdom.
You know, that's not what that means.
I think that's what it means. Probably. I'm fucking smart.
I don't know. I thought it said like S and stuff.
There's an S one, yeah.
Okay, what is that one from? Sanctuary?
Another one. Well, it could be a sanctuary scrub. They just found him. But no, I think that they
said Dwight started there, so.
Yeah, exactly. See? But anyways, Westworld. Do we have time? We can squeeze it in real quick. Ready?
Yeah, it's not. I mean, it's quite a bit, but it's not really.
What?
I don't know. I
what?
It was okay. Seriously?
That was a good episode, other than the fact we don't know what, again, spoiler alerts, here we go, for Westworld. We don't know what, help me, Jeffrey Wright said to the main bitch, and I can't think of her name right now.
Teresa,
thank you. We don't know what he said to her after his girl, Elsie?
Yeah, something like that.
After
Elsa?
Are you really? Wow. Do you want to build a snowman? Okay, sorry, done. we don't know what the exchange was between them. Are they in on this whole data being smuggled out of the park thing together? Did he even tell her about it? We don't know what the conversation happened after that. And then the fact that Ford didn't extend the canyon into that little town, knock it down, because they said, you know, if you want your canyon to be this big, we have to knock this town down. He said, no, it's part of the maze. I'm glad there's so much going on right now.
I read somewhere that Ford is like the center of the maze.
Really?
Yeah.
No, Arnold is.
I know, but I think supposedly Ford killed Arnold.
Yeah.
So now he holds the key to enlightenment or whatever you want to call it. I don't know. I thought that was kind of silly. It doesn't sound. I mean, what the fuck is the point? Then just go talk to him then. What the fuck? Make me go through all this shit.
Well, Man in Black already talked to him.
But he's a fucking human. But maybe they're going through these steps to almost develop it. You know what I mean? Instead of, because maybe it's not just a you know, a software update. Now you have consciousness. Maybe they have to go through these, like,
well, kind
of, almost would, like learning, you know, you're learning to use your fucking, you know, I don't know, you're exercising your robo brain.
Right. No, I believe that because Dolores, remember she pulls
Dolores,
she pulls the thread out of her arm. God. Yeah, that was a lot.
That was what?
It was a lot.
You were excruciating?
Maybe.
It was pretty bad.
It was. But she pulls the thread out of her arms. But, you know, she's realizing maybe that she's a robot. Maybe that's her consciousness coming into play, you know?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I wonder if that's what the maze actually is. And the center is the man.
Arnold. Maybe.
Ford. But I wonder if, like, you have to go through the maze, not because, you know, because Ford can't just turn a switch on. It's like steps you have to take to develop that skill or whatever.
But I don't think so. Because remember, Dolores in the previous episode sat there and said, he doesn't know anything. I didn't tell him.
Ford?
Yeah. Remember, Dolores said that about Ford.
Yeah, but maybe he's playing everybody. I bet you that motherfucker is being a hardcore game master right now.
I hate trying to come up with theories for this show. I'm telling you. I hate doing it.
He killed Arnold, I bet.
Well, duh. But why?
I don't know. Because he wanted that for himself. I don't know.
He wanted to continue to be God.
They were, yeah, well, that's the thing is, what if, okay, put it in this perspective. What if he's throwing all these robots in this maze to try to get them consciousness and he can still control them?
In a
small way. Or, you know, he's got a fucking army. Dude, that guy will go nuts. He'll rule the fucking world. He's making these daggone Ventruvian mans or whatever.
Remember the very first...
English is good.
Mm-hmm. Remember the very first episode when the story writer and Teresa, the main bitch, were talking? And she said, if you can't see the bigger picture, you're no use to me.
Yeah.
What if the bigger picture is an army?
Yeah, I know. Well, that's the thing is they're trying to overthrow Ford. She is. She's been saying that. She's trying to get him out of there. Remember? Because they're doing that. That's why he pretty much brought her into that.
I know.
And he said, I run shit, bitch. Mm-hmm. You know, you're done.
Right.
So, I don't know. Like I said, we got to stop because it just drives me fucking nuts. Because yeah. I get almost agitated.
Me too.
Trying to think through shit because then it won't make sense in one way. But then it's going to end somehow.
Well, yeah.
The fuck?
Yeah, we're going to get answers eventually.
If we don't get it, if they're going to do some bullshit, JJ like Walking Abram Dead, bullshit. I'm going to be so pissed. Just close the season out. At least answer all the questions you've put, like, what is the mate? You know, shit like that. Answer that this season and then bring up new shit next time.
Well, no.
Don't fucking string me along for this whole season to make me wait a year.
Right.
Fuck that.
Well, my thing is answer all these questions and present new questions maybe at the season finale.
That's what I'm saying.
And then start to answer the new questions in the next
season.
That's
what I'm saying.
But.
Like, what's the maze? What's the end of the maze? What's the goal of the maze? Who the fuck is Arnold?
Yep.
Who is Arnold? Seriously, we don't know who the fuck. I don't know, motherfucker. Like, I almost think that Arnold also, like, this was another thing I was thinking about.
You've been doing a lot of thinking.
Maybe Ford didn't kill him. Maybe he killed himself to
keep the secret.
To remove his consciousness from his body so he can talk to these motherfuckers. Remember? Because they're talking to Arnold all the time.
Right.
Like he's God. So what if he's I don't know. What if he somehow. Remember that movie Transcendence?
Yes.
What if it's like that?
Like
he's Data. And he's I mean, this is J.J. Abrams.
Yeah,
he's
true.
Involved. So there's some weird shit going on. There's fucking bananas and shit flying through space or whatever. Snowflake. What the fuck is that?
Okay, I'm done. It's already hurting my brain.
I'm done, too.
Regardless, though, I'm really enjoying
I am, too.
This show.
I like the show. I'm just getting agitated at myself for trying to almost
solve it.
Decipher it already. It's like, we'll decipher it when we're ready to, when they're ready for us to decipher it.
Exactly.
And it's not yet.
Yep. I think it's going to be one of those shows where we're going to have to watch the whole season and then rewatch after we get all the information.
Yeah, because you know what's funny is they'll come out with something and it'll be right in front of your face the whole fucking time. Exactly. Like, I bet you there in that maze picture, there's probably clues in there.
Yep.
I guarantee it.
Yep.
Like, there's a lot of these Easter eggs already that people are discovering. Like, there's the robot from the first Westworld movie back, you know, in Arnold. I think it was in Arnold's office. He's like a mannequin.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm like, golly. I've never seen it, but it was kind of cool seeing that posted everywhere. And yeah, okay.
Well, that's good.
That's it.
Awesome.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. That was very abrupt.
Thanks for listening to the Unfiltered Union. If you enjoyed this episode, click like and subscribe. And check out our merch on unfilteredunion.com. It's what you do with things you love.